The winds of change blow strange down here on the psychedelic South End. Prohibition is coming to a close once again, but this time it's cannabis, legal pot, medical marijuana. The dispensaries are gearing up down this way, and half the population seems to need a doctor's prescription for everything from seasonal affective disorder to shaky bowels, in hopes the palliative benefits of Sensimilla will alleviate the pain of living with little money and no jobs. Of course, most of the patients have been self-medicating half their lives, with the upshot being that we don't have much money and we don't have jobs, what some would call a vicious cycle, but most of us call easy living. Nevertheless, change doesn't come without costs. There will be, no doubt about it, social upheaval. Just as there was in the 30s when alcohol was legal again, the bootleggers and rum runners will have to adapt or die. The law of the economic jungle is harsh, and many are those South End growers who will either ramp up production to compete with Twin City Food and Drug, or they'll wither on their haylides. Competition, once limited to two-toke Tom's Bud or some outdoor farmer's sporadic supplemental crops, is going to be vicious. All the little fish gobbled up through the food chain until the only suppliers will be revamped tobacco companies selling high-potency marijuana rolled into menthol-filtered doobies cut with 200 chemicals known only to their lab managers and the state of California. The little dispensaries next to Elder Bay Market and Tyee Store will last about as long as it takes Costco to run a multi-million-dollar initiative for exclusive distribution rights through their pharmacies. No doubt cheaper prices. But you'll have to buy Bud by the two-pack half-pound containers. Although, I suspect no one down here will be complaining.